to determine some of the problems young Latinos face when they make contact with the juvenile justice system and law enforcement, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams visited the Latin America Youth Center here in Washington.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Can everybody say hola?
Hola!
¿Cómo estás?
The youth center reaches out to even preteens like these, hoping to keep them out of the juvenile justice system. Mai Fernandez is managing director of the Latin American Youth Center in Washington, D.C. Her daily experiences with the 5,000 Latinos served annually at her youth center leads her to agree that Latino teens are often lost in the juvenile justice system, not because of racism or intentional neglect, but because of language and culture.
The protective systems that are supposed to help youth so that they don't end up incarcerated or in the adult jail system do not exist here in the District of Columbia. There's very few Spanish-speaking social workers. In addition, there's also very few Spanish-speaking foster care homes. So a lot of youth that could be helped through the abuse and the neglect system often end up somehow in the juvenile system, but worse is that they don't get any help as juveniles and they end up in the adult system.
Racial profiling, a problem most often associated with Black Americans, is also a big problem for Latino teens, according to Fernandez.
I had a youth in my office that was here complaining to me that they were grabbed in a corner by a police officer and that his groin area was checked for drugs and nothing was found. This was one of our sort of prize students. He had just passed his GED, his high school equivalency, and was on a street corner actually telling his friends about what he had just done when he was grabbed by the police. He was totally humiliated.
Fernandez says even distinctions between legal and illegal Latin immigrants are often lost on the police. Fernandez is also chairwoman of the board supervising Washington, D.C.'s Office of Citizen Complaint Review, the office that reviews charges of police harassment and brutality. Despite regularly dealing with tensions between Latino youth and the police, she says the Civilian Complaint Review Board got only 6 complaints last year from Latinos.
The word citizen exists in the title of our office. It's the Office of Citizen Complaint. A lot of Latinos then thought that they could not make complaints because they were not citizens of this country.
Fernandez says the fact is, documented or undocumented, Latinos can register complaints. Another problem is that only 5% of Washington's police department is Latino, and even fewer speak Spanish.
The MPD has now tried to recruit more Spanish-speaking officers, but it continues to be a problem. They're also recruiting from places like Puerto Rico, which is good that they speak Spanish, but they don't come from the community. Here, most people are from Central America. Therefore, even if they do speak Spanish, then there's sometimes a cultural conflict between the police and the community.
Gang activity among Latino youth is behind much of the behavior that leads them into conflict with the police and each other, said Fernandez. She adds that one of the reasons young Latinos form gangs is because of generational and cultural differences with their own parents.
What happens is you have parents that were brought up in Central America with some very conservative values. Then the youth is born stateside with more American urban values, and there's a clash there. And so again, the youth feels disassociated and they turn to gang activity.
The Youth Law Center report concludes that the first step to improving how the justice system deals with Latino youth is to count Latinos, regardless of their skin color, as a separate group from Black and white teens. In addition, the report calls for the nation's growing Latino population to become more politically active so they can influence public policy and the law enforcement that impacts their children. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.